Hi, and welcome to this demo of the Bose Frames Audio Sunglasses. And in this demo, I want to give you a physical description of the glasses themselves, go through some of the major features of the glasses, see if you can listen to the audio bleeding out from the side of your head when you're wearing them, because you definitely can notice, or people around you can notice, that you're actually listening to audio when they're sitting next to you. And some final comments. All right, so let's get on to the Bose Frames sunglasses themselves. So I've got them here in their little case. Now, what you get in the box is you get the case, so it's a nice solid case with the Bose Frames sunglasses inside them. You also get a nice little soft pouch which contains the dedicated USB to magnetic connector charging cable for the glasses, and you also get a little user printed getting started guide. So that's what's in the box. The box is actually quite tiny when you first get it. It's literally just slightly bigger than the actual case that holds the sunglasses, so it's quite tiny. All right, so I've got the cases in my hand with the glasses in it. The case opens up or folds up and out, and then you've got the glasses nestled inside. The nose piece basically sits over a raised part inside the glasses to hold them steady. So I'm just going to take them out and just pop them down here. And I've already taken out the little magnetic charging cable out of the soft pouch that was also in the case. And the case is also lined quite nicely to prevent the lenses, etc., from scratching when they're in the case. Now, the cable itself, you've got a USB cable at one end and a 1, 2, 3, 4-pin magnetic connector at the other end. Now, I know I wasn't going to comment until later, but I'm over, in some ways, this day and age about having dedicated cables that can't use some sort of standardization. So I'm a little bit over the fact that this has a dedicated USB cable, because if you actually lose this cable, you're going to have to buy another one. So that's the cable. So in effect, what you end up with when you're around and about, you've got the case, the sunglasses, and you've got the cable. All right, so I'm just going to pop the cable down and pick up the glasses. Now, the glasses are made of plastic, of course, but my wife tells me they look quite trendy indeed. Very stylish. These ones, the Ultra ones, are more with the squarest lenses. Now, it's not exactly square. I guess a better description is that each corner of the square of the lens is rounded. Now, in the middle between the two lenses, of course, you've got the part where it goes over your nose. Now, on my really good pair of real sunglasses, if you like, the little parts that sit on your nose and sort of can adjust slightly, these ones have got the same thing, but they're actually built into the plastic and they don't move. So they're a bit raised up, but I find them fairly useless for trying to keep the glasses not sliding down your nose a little bit that you have with the normal set of sunglasses that have got the movable nose adjusters on either side of your nose. All right, so that's the lenses, the nose bit, and the nose guards on either side of your nose, if you want to call them that. The temple arms, both left and right, are quite thick until they come to the part that goes up and over your ear. And what you'll notice on the outside of the thicker part, just before it goes up and over your ear, there's a little vent. And that little vent is where one part of the sound comes out of for playing audio, etc. And then if you take your finger just at the end of the thicker part of the arm before it goes over your ear, if you feel very carefully, there's a grid, and that's over another little speaker. And then, as I said, you've got a thinner part of the rest of the temple arm that comes up and over your ear. So that's both the arms. Now, on the right-hand arm, as you're wearing them, if you come back underneath the arm where it meets the front of the glasses and come back a little bit, you'll find one button, and that single button is to control the glasses. Now, if you come inside the arm, so this will be going alongside your face, so the inside of it, you'll feel a raised rectangular area, and that's the magnetic port where you attach that magnetic 4-pin cable to charge the glasses. So when you get them out of the box, it's advised that you go through the setup process through the Bose Connect app, and that was reasonably straightforward. There's a tutorial in there. It comes with some interesting augmentative reality audio type apps, which to some extent are a little bit of a gimmick. One of them is where you can turn your head left and right, and you've got like a 3D audio soundscape where you can hear ocean, children playing on a beach, I think a person flying a kite, etc., etc. So you get this audio experience. Honestly, I just found it a little bit on the gimmicky side. There are other apps to do with navigation, etc. In some ways, very similar to what Soundscape already does with 3D audio. And some of those apps weren't quite accessible using VoiceOver. So I've basically had a look at them, decided they were fairly bit gimmicky, not quite accessible, bit useless, and just decided to forget about them for the time being. But I have used Soundscape with them, and I'll get onto that in a minute. So basically, after you go through the Bose Connect app and you pair them, they just operate like any Bluetooth headset. So I'm going to currently take my aftershocks off, which I tend to wear all the time. I'm going to pop the glasses on. So I'm currently wearing them now. So that's adjustable. My iPhone talking.
Swipe up or down with one finger.
And if I press the button once on the glasses, it says battery 100%. And then it says connected to DW iPhone, as in David Woodbridge's iPhone. When you want to check out your battery level on the glasses, you can do it just before you connect to make it live, in this case with my iPhone or your iPhone. So as it said battery 100% and then connected. But once it's connected, if I now press that button again now, once. Okay, it starts playing music. If I press it again, it stops. So it's only when it's not connected as a Bluetooth device active that it gives you the battery level. So if I take the glasses off, and this is a really good trick, take the glasses off and turn them upside down, after 2 seconds, the actual glasses disconnect. So I touch my phone now.
Safari.
I'm back to my iPhone. If I put them on again and then press that button once on the side, it says battery 100%. And then connected to DW iPhone. If I touch my iPhone screen,
music.
I'm back to using it with the screen reader VoiceOver on the Bose Frames sunglasses. Now, the other way you can also get to the battery level, if I go to my status line on my phone and I flick over to the right,
orientation locked, location tracking, headphones connected.
It says headphones connected. If I flick to the right again,
it says
Bluetooth battery 100%. Okay, so I can also check the battery that way, or I can actually use Siri. Now, the way you use Siri with the Bose Frames is you hold down that single button on the temple arm on the right-hand side until you hear a beep, release the button, and then Siri will kick in. So you can see how long it's going to take when I do it. So I'm going to hold the button in now, put a beep, release. What's my battery level?
DW iPhone is at 92.
So I've got iPhone, my watch battery level, and Bose Frames is at 100%. So everything I'm currently wearing, the iPhone, the Apple Watch, and my Bose Frames came up at all together, which is actually really good. And of course, you could also go and check this in notifications as well if you wanted to. So pretty simple control over audio. If I press the button once, it starts playing music. If I press it twice, 1, 2, I've just jumped to the next track. And if I press it 3 times, 1, 2, 3, it goes back to the previous track. And of course, I just had to press it 3 times twice then, because the first 3 times went back to the beginning of the current track, and then pressing it again went to the back to the previous track. So I pressed it 1 to shut it up. Now, of course, there's no way of adjusting the sounds of these Bose Frames on the glasses themselves. You have to use the volume control on your phone. Let me just see if Siri's going to turn the volume down for us. I'm going to start playing. I'm just going to press it once on the button on the side of the arm. And now I'm going to hold in the button. Set volume to 10%. So that worked. It's nice and soft now. I'm going to hold the button in again. Release. Set volume to 50%. Yep, and that's about mid-range. Now, what I normally do when I'm wearing these sunglasses around the house, I normally have it about 50% because it's quite a comfortable hearing level, and I've currently just got it playing music at the moment. So that's quite a comfortable level. If I want it at 100%, I normally find I tend to use that on the train because there is a bit more background noise, and particularly when walking around the street when you've got buses and trucks going past you on the road, particularly in the city, I certainly have it up at 100%. So I'm going to press the button again to stop it talking, to stop playing music, I mean. And if I run this with Soundscape, so I'm going to hold the button in to launch Soundscape. So hold the button in now. Beep. Open Soundscape. I'm going to grab my phone, and if I go in the bottom and choose what's around me, I get the proper 3D audio coming out on the left and right and in front of me. And I must say that works really nicely, because keep in mind that the sound is coming from those tiny little speakers and literally is sending the sound straight into your ear. So it does actually work quite nicely. And the fact that I can completely hear, of course, what's around me, because my ears, like the bone conduction aftershocks, aren't covered at all. So they do work really, really nicely. And again, when I'm in a noisy environment, yes, I will turn it up to 100%, but normally when I'm at home, I absolutely have the glasses at 50%. It's more than enough volume. So if I stop Soundscape, just go into the app switcher, and now jump back into my music app and press play. I'm back to my 50%. Now what I'm going to do, you've probably been having or haven't heard this music or anything else playing, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to grab my phone that I'm doing this recording on. So I've got two iPhones here, one's recording, and I'm going to hold the phone at my shoulder level, about 8 centimeters, or actually no, about 15 centimeters away from my ear, and I've got the glasses currently playing music. So I'm just going to shut up for a minute and you can have a listen, see if you can hear them. Okay, I'm going to bring it closer. That's about 7 centimeters, and now it's right next to it. Okay, let's take it away. Now I'm going to hit the volume at 100%. Okay, now I've just turned the volume up to 100%, so that was at 50. So again, I've got it at my shoulder about, again, 15 centimeters away. And bringing it closer, it's about 7 centimeters away. And now it's right next to my ear. Okay, and taking away again. Let's put the phone back down. Holding my side button to turn back down again. Set volume to 50%. So you can tell there's a bit of a significant wait before Siri kicks in. And I must say, I get that same effect if I hold the button in my aftershocks. You definitely have to wait at least 2 to 2.5 seconds. Of course, with the H1 chip in my AirPods 2, it's pretty well instantaneous. So it's a lot different from using the AirPods to invoke Siri. All right. Now, as far as making phone calls then are concerned, I had a bit of a test with a friend of mine at work, Nimoy, on Friday, and he tells me that it sounds like I'm on an old analog phone call. So he can hear me. He can definitely hear the background noise, so the traffic, because we tried it while he was inside and I was outside on the veranda at work with the traffic going past down below on the street, and he could hear the background noise. So they're not absolutely silent, you know, the microphone still picks up the ambient sound. He could still hear me. I could hear him crystal clear for the actual sunglasses themselves. That was fine. You can answer and hang up a call, of course, via that button on the side. So it's a pretty sort of multi-purpose type button. It tells you the caller ID coming in, of course, because it's on your phone. So you answer it and you hang it up in the same way. everybody I've spoken to on my sunglasses so far have just thought I've even been using my hands-free, or indeed I've been just using my AirPods anyway. It does sound a bit clearer than the Aftershocks. So if you do have a pair of Aftershocks and you wonder about the sound quality, I'd say they'd probably be a little bit better than the actual Aftershocks. So the glasses are definitely better. While the Aftershocks volume is actually quite good, I find if I've got a cold or a bit sinusy, when you turn the Aftershocks up full blast, they tend to vibrate on your cheekbone a bit. So you really do find, or I do find, it sort of irritates like my inner ear. These don't make any difference at all if I've got a cold or not, because you're just listening with your normal hearing. So from that point of view, it's much nicer. So you don't get that irritating stuff going through your cheekbone, because they're not bone conduction. They're literally just beaming from the end of the temple arms, the sound, into your ear canal. So let me just stop the music playing. It's going to press the button on the side temple, right-hand side. There you go, it stopped. Because these glasses are fairly heavy at the front, I guess because you've got more plastic around the lenses and the nose guard, etc., I find when I'm wearing them, they tend to slip forward on my face. So they go down my nose a little bit. So I find, particularly when I'm walking around or on the treadmill, I keep reaching up to the glasses and pushing them back on my ears all the time. The next comment I'd like to make is the fact that you don't know whether the glasses are charging when you connect them with a little magnetic charging port. So I could actually have the other end of the cable unplugged as far as the USB port's concerned, and assume it's charging, because you don't know whether it's charging or not until you reconnect them back to your phone so you can tell. So they don't make any noise, they don't say charging, they don't say anything. You've just got to assume they're charging. Charging wise, they last for about 3 hours supposedly of continuous use. Now that's continuous audio. I found that if I'm wearing these during the day, which I have been, and I've been using them with voiceover, so it really is sporadic audio. I've got Soundscape running, of course, when I'm travelling on the train down to Sydney, occasional phone calls, a bit of podcasting, some music. So I start doing that at about 8 o'clock in the morning when I put the sunglasses on when I'm about to get the train. And then I get home at about 5. So what's that, about 9 hours of off and on use. And I've probably got about 30% of battery left on the glasses. So, you know, not too bad at all. When they go flat, they give you a bit of a warning. I think it's at 7 and 2%, but don't quote me on that. But literally it'll say warning, battery low. And then I think when it gets to 2%, it'll just shut the glasses off. Overall, the audio quality, it doesn't have huge amounts of bass. But then again, I don't like bass in my music, so that suits me just fine, because I tend to listen to instrumental music anyway most of the time. Audio books are quite good, although I've noticed I find it a bit hard to listen to audio books on the train because of the ambient noise. Now, one thing I can't do with these that I do with my Aftershocks is, if I'm on an aircraft and the environmental sounds a bit noisy, because the Aftershocks are bone conduction ones, I can put earplugs in my ear and then just have the sound coming through my cheekbones. So of course, with the Bose frames, you can't do that because the actual audio is going into your ear normally. So you won't be able to do anything if you can't hear it. The glasses in a noisy environment, it is what it is. Picking up voiceover is really, really nice. No problem at all listening to the speech. Podcasts are fine. Now, the other thing I've noticed a little bit, and I guess I'm comparing these to the AirPods, so it's probably not really fair, but if I just go back to my home screen on my iPhone, you can notice a slight delay when you're flicking left and right. Probably about the same delay I'd probably get from my Aftershocks. My AirPods too are certainly lightning quick because of the H1 chip. This one, you definitely know that you're going through Bluetooth because it is quite sluggish. And I guess the fact that these are not my AirPods, because I tend to use HEY Siri and I want to get a response quickly, but particularly if I want to double check where I am on the train, if there's no announcement sometimes. Sometimes waiting about 3 seconds or 2 seconds after I've press the button on the temple, I get a little bit anxious sometimes because I think, are you actually going to kick in? Are you actually going to work by the time Siri gives me my answer, particularly if the train's coming into a station? All up, I don't know whether I would have purchased these if I would have been able to see them beforehand. I probably will keep them because I do suffer from glare. Even though I'm blind, I still get affected by glare on a very glary day. So they do cut out glare quite nicely. You can sort of wear them with the aftershocks if you really want to. I find wearing them with the aftershocks is actually quite handy because the aftershocks almost clamp the glasses to my ear and keep them on. And, you know, just sitting here talking, I guess because I'm moving my cheeks and everything else, the glasses have just started to slide down my nose again. So, you know, it's only a couple of millimetres, but it's just enough to make it uncomfortable and know that the glasses have slid forward on your face. But anyway, that's me to do with a bit of an audio ramble demo of the Bose Frames sunglasses. And as I like to say in all my demos, thank you for listening and bye for now.